from KQED.
Every year, two of America's top college football teams collide at the Rose Bowl, producing an avalanche of statistics. Quarterback efficiency, time of possession, even hang time.
Kyle French will kick off from the 35-yard line. We're underway from Pasadena.
But this is the first time that we'll have another important statistic, the physics of every hit.
It'll be first and goal Stanford. Hogan took a shot from Ethan Hemer, but still delivered a strike to Ertz.
For the second season, Stanford players are wearing mouth guards that record their impacts. David Camarillo is a bioengineer at Stanford and a lead researcher on the project.
Injury research is a tough thing to do because usually you only see it after it happens.
Now they can see brain trauma as it happens. The project documents every hit leading up to a concussion. So players wear the mouth guards at all games and practices.
Make it violent. Make it violent.
Set. Ready. Set.
Get up.
During practice, researchers use ultra-high-definition slow-motion cameras to observe exactly how the hits occur and look for ways to prevent them.
Nice! Nice! There you go!
A concussion is the damage caused when the brain smashes against the inside of the skull. They can come from one hard impact or repeated low-speed hits. In the short term, they cause things like dizziness and loss of memory. In the long term, they can cause severe neurodegeneration. While brain trauma is now well documented in sports, no one has made rigorous observations of the cause.
There really hasn't been any type of intervention that's ever been done before where there's something attached to the brain that is recording live data.
Scott Henderson is the head athletic trainer at Stanford, and he's helping to develop the mouth guard prototypes. He says concussions are hard to detect because you can't peer inside the brain to diagnose them. Symptoms vary widely from player to player and can be easily lied about.
When you have a sprained ankle, you can go and you can get an MRI or you can get an X-ray, and we can see on the film what your problem is. When someone has a concussion, we can send you for a CT scan and look at your brain, but your brain doesn't show us anything.
So physicians have to rely on players to describe symptoms, and players can be highly unreliable. In a recent survey by Sporting News, more than half the players polled said they would hide symptoms to keep playing. And for good reason. They can cost you your starting spot. Just ask 49ers quarterback Alex Smith.
So Alex Smith against the Rams, he suffered the concussion that relegated him to backup status.
With the mouth guards, there's no hiding the hits. The sensors measure linear and angular acceleration, how fast the head is moving in one direction and rotating. The sensors may sound high-tech, but actually, you might have some in your pocket right now.
These happen to be the same sensors that are in your iPhone 5, if you happen to have one of those.
Camarillo and the research team has logged every hit sustained by a player this year, including one that ended the season for a wide receiver. That collision registered an acceleration of 150 Gs. That's 150 times the acceleration of gravity.
Pretty serious business. A boxing punch, just a standard boxing punch, is probably 10 to 20 Gs.
And that's just acceleration in one direction. The player's head was also turning sideways at 2,000 degrees per second. Were the head not anchored to the body, that would mean 5.5 rotations in 1 second. Camarillo says this angular acceleration plays a role in concussions, but it's long been ignored in football safety. The standard industry lab test for helmets was developed back in 1973. It doesn't account for rotation at all.
These rotations you see in field really aren't present at all in the laboratory test.
A number of research groups are conducting similar studies by putting sensors in the helmets. But trainer Henderson argues that the mouth guards give more accurate results.
The helmet, as you know, is not affixed to the brain. It's not affixed to the human skull.
He says the initial data has already revealed something new. Some hits they used to consider as just one are actually two. And they are causing more concussion symptoms.
Someone has a head-to-head collision, then they go and hit the ground again. They're having that second impact.
Henderson says players come in daily to see how hard they've been hit.
You know, they're like, whoa, so that means I'm getting stupider every day? And I'm like, no, we're just collecting data. We're not making any type of inferences.
You know, I like it, you know.
Senior fullback Ryan Hewitt says he's happy to be part of the study. The research resonates with his major, science, technology, and society.
Obviously, we're sort of the guinea pigs, but I figured we might as well, you know, use someone, and why not use us? We can hopefully figure out why they happen and learn a little bit more about concussions and ways to prevent them.
But Camarillo says it's going to take a long time to get any answers. Even with a big pool of data, he thinks it'll be 5 to 10 years before they can begin to crack what causes concussions. For KQED News, I'm Sam Harnett.
Support for KQED Science and Environment coverage is provided by the Videz Family Foundation, the Wincote Foundation, and the Amgen Foundation.